If someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say he came here.
Earlier.
When? Sunday?
Sunday.
Did you ever say Sunday week ago or Sunday
before?
Yeah,
Sunday that? Week ago he come.
Huh?
He come or Sunday week ago.
Okay. And if someone was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that, he was going to leave?
Before next week.
Uh-huh. Now, he's going to leave not this coming Sunday, but a week beyond that. He's going to leave here when?
On a Thursday.
No, it's going to be a Sunday. But would you call that?
I say he going to leave a week. He going to leave a week.
Uh-huh.
I say he going to leave a week before Sunday.
Well, if it's a week beyond Sunday, he'd say... Did you ever say he's going to leave here Sunday week or Sunday after next? Or?
Well, I would say, well, he's going to leave Sunday after next.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about?
A month.
Okay. And, or if about half a month, you'd say he stayed about?
Half a month.
And you'd say all night long the wind?
Blowed.
And the wind has what those clothes off the line?
Blowed my clothes off the line.
And it started to rain and the wind began to?
Started to cease.
Okay. What if it starts getting stronger? You'd say it starts to?
Oh, the wind is getting stronger.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd say.
Did you ever say it's rising or coming up or blowing
higher? Yeah, uh-huh.
What would you say?
I said the wind is rising.
Okay. And the wind started to what hard?
Blow hard.
And if the wind's from this direction, you say that it's?
Yeah, it's west, coming from the west.
And a wind halfway between south and west, you'd call a?
I would say the wind come from the west and coming from the south.
What about halfway between south and east? You'd call it a?
Mm.
Or between north and east? Or north and west?
I just said, if anyone would ask me, say, well, Betty, which way the wind's coming from? I said, it's coming from the south.
Uh-huh. And you'd say she what him with a big knife?
Stabbed him.
And a teacher goes into a classroom and sees a funny picture on the board. She might ask who?
Did it.
Who what this picture?
He drawed it.
And if you want to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to?
To put it.
Okay. Or to what it up, to?
Put it up.
Did you ever say to hoist it or to heist it up?
Hoist.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What does that mean?
Just have a horse to put it up.
Uh-huh. You have to have a horse?
Hmm?
What did you say?
A horse.
What?
And sometimes you don't have to have a horse and have a rope to pull it up.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And what's a horse? What are you saying there?
Now you could have a horse to put it up.
Uh-huh.
Pulling the rope, you know. Someone would be up there and he'd be pulling it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You say you were going to hoist it up or heist it up or what?
Yeah, heist it up.
And now can you start counting slowly?
Hmm.
Would you start counting? Up to 15.
I just say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Well, slower than that, though.
One,